This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All. There is just no sugarcoating it this week. It was not good for the Maryland Terrapins men's basketball program, losing to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. That's the big thing that we're going to be talking about here on the Baltimore Sports Free For All. Josh, it is a sight to behold to see the Maryland Terrapin men basketball program go from number 2 to number 6, and now down to barely even in the top 10.
Yeah, when you look at Maryland in the last couple of weeks, though, after their long stretch of victories in the Big Ten, out of conference, the 27 home game win streak, so to speak, that carried them along this path towards top 10, top 5 dominance, it's crazy how when you get into the stretch of the Big Ten games towards the end, even games against Wisconsin, against Michigan, against Michigan State, against Minnesota of all teams, it just surprises people how Maryland could fall off that quick in a span of 2 weeks there.
They lost at the Barn. The Barn, Josh.
The Barn. And that was on Thursday, February the 18th, and at Minnesota. And it was funny going into this game because we were talking about the Diamond Stone suspension, the one-game suspension that was implemented by head coach Mark Turgeon, who saw Diamond Stone commit a flagrant foul, or it's, of course, according
technical.
To technical foul against a Wisconsin player, and Diamond Stone being suspended by the team, thus leaving Maryland without one of their starters going into this game against Minnesota. And I guess it's safe to say that Minnesota was sort of looking at this like a, you know, motivation, so to speak, where they were thinking, okay, Maryland is sort of thinks they can win without Diamond Stone, but we're going to show them.
Yeah, and you had a guy crying in the post-game press conference. They really took this win seriously, whereas the Maryland Terrapins, they completely played down to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. There was only one really big takeaway from this game, and that was Rashid Suleiman, who scored 28 points. And that was really much it, because Melo Tremble, 10 points, he went 3-for-11 shooting, so everything that was going on with Melo Tremble in the previous game continued over into this game, and it's safe to say now that Melo Tremble is in a funk, and you gotta wonder what is going on in the head of one Melo Tremble.
Yeah, and I think one big stat here to look at, of course, is the turnover battle. Maryland turning over the ball 15 times to Minnesota turning the ball over 11 times. And you know, when you look at the top 10 this year, the top 25 in all of college basketball, we have seen it time and time again how there have been teams that turn the ball, say, 11 times on average, but most of the time they end up winning that game by 7 points, maybe 10 points if it's an easy team. But Maryland turning over 15 times to 11, that certainly speaks loud terms as far as the 68-63 score goes in the losing battle against the Minnesota Gophers.
Okay, so Minnesota hadn't won a single game in the Big Ten since February 26th of last year.
Last year?
Last year in 2015, and that's it was against Michigan State, believe it or not.
Oof, my goodness. Yeah, and I think another thing we have to look at here with the Maryland Terrapins, not just a turnover battle on the for the men, but looking at the three-point shooting, there was a lot of three-point shooting, 7-for-19 compared to the 56 shots that were taken from the floor. It makes you wonder how the shot selection for this Maryland team has become so obtuse in the last several weeks, especially, you know, where they're shooting, the schemes they're going against. I mean, look at the games earlier, Ray, where they were using the pick and roll more often. They were using the triangle offense in some games, throwing teams off. It just seems like there's no innovation with the offensive side of the Maryland team. And it also speaks in terms of their body language, where when you watch these games, they're just turning the ball over at a high rate, an unacceptable rate nonetheless.
Minnesota's first win overall, by the way, since before Christmas, December 16th. That seems like eons ago right now. And you also look at Melo Tremble. He missed 7 of his 8 shots to begin the game. You could hear overrated chants in the stands as it kept going on. And I just looked at the social media feed as this game was continuing, and people were just groaning and grumbling and saying to themselves, well, Maryland's season is over. This is it. Enough to be said about this team. They are definitely overrated, and people we cannot understand how exactly this Terps program is going to be able to bounce back from this, and how exactly Mark Turgeon can be a good coach. His coaching ability was brought into question with this game, and people were just chomping at the bit, just waiting to pounce on a team that has such high expectations for it, and yet they lost to a team like the Minnesota Golden Gophers and gave them a reason to actually be in existence.
Well, Maryland needed a couple days after that game to recoup and to regroup, I should say, and get their motivation back, to get their swagger back, because they had to host a home game against a team that beat them earlier, the Michigan Wolverines, who before this game they were 19-8 overall. They were 9-5 in the Big Ten Conference, and they're a team, Ray, who could end up being in the March Madness dance when it's all said and done, could be underdog favorites in the Big Ten tournament. Maryland in this game on Sunday, February the 21st, they were taking on the Michigan Wolverines. They were leading them at one point, 41-36. In the first half, Ray, there was a time when they were leading them by 12 points, and you were saying to yourself, okay, this is the Maryland team that we've grown to know and love. This is the Maryland team that we've grown used to as far as getting, you know, red hot, keeping their foot on the pedal and never hitting the brakes. And then, of course, once you got to the second half, Michigan outscored Maryland 46-45. But Maryland, Ray, they held on just enough to beat Michigan 86-82, avenging their loss from earlier in the season. Looking at starters from this game, Robert Carter Jr. had a solid game, 17 points. He went 8-13 from the floor. He had 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. Jake Layman had a solid game, 3-4 from the 3-point line for Jake Layman. That's something we normally don't say about Jake, because when we see him in previous games, either he doesn't get the ball enough or he just makes some solid shots in winning efforts and just doesn't get credited for it, because this is a team, Maryland, that has a lot of stars on their squad, such as Diamond Stone, such as Melo Trimble, such as Rasheed Suleiman, Robert Carter Jr., Damonte Dodd, and the list goes so on and so forth. Diamond Stone, in his first game back since the suspension. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block for Diamond Stone. Melo Trimble, another horrid day from the floor, 3-10 from the floor.
7 turnovers.
7 turnovers for Melo Trimble. 14 points, but still, it seems like Melo Trimble, since the hamstring injury, and I don't want to use this as an excuse, because it seems like we were using, if we were switching a sport, it seems like we were using this excuse for J.J. Hardy when he was going through a slump with the Baltimore Orioles, and then by the time enough time passed by, we were like, I'm sorry, buddy, you can't use that injury as an excuse anymore. Is it safe to say we can say that with Melo Trimble now?
It's also like saying you can't say anymore, it's too early. It's too early in the game. It's too early in the season to do this. No, it is not too early in the season to be playing like this. This is the time of the season where you've got to be crunch time and looking at getting a decent seed in both the Big Ten tournament and the regular tournament abroad. But Melo Trimble himself, I mean, you look at all the other games that he has, 7 of 38 he has gone in the last 3 games. He's shooting 18%. That is not going to get it done come tournament time. That is not going to get it done at all, period, because it's just been a putrid performance for one Melo Trimble, and it's one that is just becoming tougher and tougher to watch as we remember all of his past performances, especially the ones that he had last year where he just went completely off. That's the Melo Trimble that we know and love. This is a Melo Trimble that we're seeing. Just seems like something is up with this kid. It would be nice to know what it is, but it's Melo Trimble's time to recover, because he's running out of time here, because the Big Ten tournament's starting up in a couple weeks here.
Yeah, and when you look at Melo Trimble in the last several games before that, I guess his last memorable performance, or his last memorable back-to-back performances, were road games. It was at Ohio State University and at Nebraska, where in each of those games, Ray, he scored 20 points, and in each of those games, he at least made over 43% of his shots. In the Nebraska game, made over 700% of his shots. And yeah, it just seems like his performance level, you know, for lack of a better word, has been bipolar at this point. And for a guy who has been fighting, you know, injuries, the hamstring injury, even though we can't use that much as an excuse now, you know, either you have to admit that you're just going through a funk, or you're playing hurt. So, I mean, which is it at this point for the sophomore?
I would hope that it's just simply a funk, because a funk you can recover from. Playing hurt, it is up to, well, it's up to the state of your body and everything that you're going through this big grind that is the 2015-2016 NCAA basketball season. Maryland, though, is going to have enough time to think about this and recoup, because their next game is going to be on Saturday against the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue is ranked 17th in the nation, and they do hold a victory over top of the Boilermakers earlier this season. So this is a game where Maryland can truly, truly rebound, because even that Michigan game wasn't pretty.
All right, and as we move on from the men to the women have been keeping their stretch of wins continuing, now moving on to a four-game winning streak. Of course, we're moving from the Valentine's Day game to the Wednesday, February 17th game as they hosted the Michigan Wolverines. Maryland winning this game by 20 points, Ray, 76-56. And, of course, we have to go to the usual suspects yet again. Breonna Jones getting 20 points in that game, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal.
When do we not talk about her, by the way?
You know who we're not talking about this much this week? Is
Tori Walker Kimbrough?
Yeah, just 9 points for her. But another player who was solid in this game who we don't talk about as much, but we talked about earlier in the season, Kristen Confroy, the guard, 4 for 7 from the 3-point range, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and I guess it's safe to say when Breonna Jones and Walker Kimbrough don't step up, at least you got Confroy there. And oh yeah, by the way, Leslie DeGard had 10 points. Brene Mosley also had 13 points for the Terps as well. So at least your bench is stepping up in that effort right there in a 20-point victory.
Yes, and moving on to their next game, because they won every single game this week, Josh. It was, the Maryland women definitely outperformed the men this week.
Yeah, on Sunday, February the 21st, they went on the road to face the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, winning 73-59 in that road game. Now,
I do remember having a conversation, though. I think it was last year about the Scarlet Knights. Wouldn't we call them the Scarlet Dames?
We were calling them the Scarlet Dames. Yes, we were. Rutgers, right now, though, as we're looking at their overall record, not really admirable in the Big Ten. Our overall 16-12, 7-9 after that 73-59 loss to the Maryland Lady Terps. Also, going back to the usual suspects once again, it wasn't so much Kristen Confroy, but Shatori Walker-Kimbrough, once again, stepping up, showing off that superstar status. 21 points for Walker-Kimbrough, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Breonna Jones, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 6 of them offensive for the center, Breonna Jones. Confroy, of course, 8 points in that game. Anybody else here? Oh, Brene Mosley, 10 points as well. 2 for 2 from the free throw line for Brene Mosley, stepping up there in that victory. Now, looking ahead for the women this week, not really a heck of a whole lot. Thursday, they're going to be taking on Wisconsin. And then Sunday, they're going to be closing out their Big Ten season against Minnesota. Both of those games, Ray, will be on the road.
Oh, boy. They're going to be playing at the Barn. So the Maryland women, or the Maryland men, they were trounced in the Barn by the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Do you think there might be a little bit of a repeat there when the Terps roll into the Barn of Minnesota?
I don't foresee that happening whatsoever. It just seems like the game planning that Brenda Fries has for her Lady Terps, especially against lesser competition, you know, excuse me for saying that, but the talent pool between the men and women's side of collegiate basketball is very thin at this point, because it just seems like it's more spread out in the men than it is in the women. Whereas if you're a top 10 women's basketball team, you have a better shot of landing a solid team year in and year out than you were, say, an Atlantic 10 team that's lucky to get into the tournament.
Yes, parity is abound in the men's side, not really so much on the women's side, but we are parodies of ourselves. This is another edition of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. I am Ray Atkinson.
And I am Josh Hall.
And we will see you all.